Well, joining me now is the Scarborough Athletic manager, Steve Kittrick. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Good afternoon to you.
Well, Steve, I suppose reviewing the season, we've got to just quickly look at what happened on Friday night, because it was a very dramatic cup defeat against Marine. Being a goal in front with not long to go, just how frustrating was it to in the end lose that one?
Very frustrating, but we had Dean sent off, as you know, in probably about the 86th minute. And they score from the from a free kick, which is very frustrating, because I've tried to see it, because you know on video and see how if it was a penalty. Lads are saying it was, some are saying it weren't. A foul. Some people are saying it was, it weren't. I don't know, because at that level you can't really see. Nobody seemed to make a fuss about it, so that tells you a lot. Every picture tells a story. But very frustrating, really. I mean, you know, what a lot of people don't realise is that we had 11 fit players. And the two lads that were on the bench, I had a goalkeeper on the bench, my assistant, Chris Boulder, and another player who were injured. So when we made a little bit of a change, and we had to make a change, the player weren't 100% fit. So, but listen, it's one of those things, very frustrating. I thought we did enough to win it, to be honest.
I was going to say, when you look at it, obviously winning some silverware would have culminated what has been a decent season in terms of keeping the side up, and then if you were to win that, that would have just been a nice little bonus, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd been some icing on the cake. I mean, you've got to remember the supporters, you know, have had a very, very rough season. Managers in, managers out, players leaving, players coming in, people underperforming. So it's been topsy-turvy. I mean, we've tried to steady the ship, and the Remy was to keep them up. And if we were lucky enough to get to the final and maybe win it, then that would have been a bonus. But, you know, I thought we did enough on Friday night to win it. And it's football is very, very cruel, you know, and that you've got to play for, I've got a saying, you know, you've got to play for 90 minutes. And, you know, the first and last 10 either half wins and loses your games. And that's proved a point on Friday. I mean, they scored their winner, was it the 93rd, 94th minute?
It was right at the end, wasn't it? It was at that time. And obviously, when they did get that goal, that was it, wasn't it? Because there just simply wasn't enough time to actually get another chance.
Well, I think, to be fair to the manager of Marina, he changed three subs and then he put himself on. And he's a good footballer, centre-half, and he pinging the balls all over the pitch, and we were deep, and we were a man down. So, and we just ran out enough out of steam. But you know, you've got to look at what we did and where we've come from. I had five players under the age of 20 playing, you know, which were a big day for these young men. But they've done well. I thought we bossed it first half. They came into it second half for 10 minutes, and then we pushed on again, and we could have had another one, but. You know, I think the three substitutions are a massive, massive turning point in that game.
I mean, when you look at the season in general and being able to keep the side up, there was a really important run, and I'm wondering whether you thought this was the defining moment for the season, which was you went on that five-game unbeaten run where you also beat the likes of Northwich, Victoria away. And did you feel that was the turning point for the season in terms of being able to keep the side up?
Yeah, I just think it's, you know, when you come into a club, you know, you've got to assess what the playing staff's all about and what they've been used to and not used to. And we put one or two things in place, made us hard to beat. You know, we stopped leaking goals, which was the first thing. And, you know, we also got to recognise we had one recognised striker at the club, and that's Ryan Block. I'd got one striker, so the lads that have been playing with him up top, we've played two or a three midfield players. So you've got to say, well done to them guys that stepped into the breach and tried to play expansive football like I like to play. But, you know, the five games, you know, we were solid, we were strong, we were organised. And I didn't expect to see it through to the end of the season because of the lack of players we had. We've been working with 14, 15 players, including two keepers, you know, for the last sort of like 6 or 7 weeks, and it's very, very difficult.
And I suppose for yourself, being able to get through that with so little players, I mean, do you feel that that can give you a big bonus going into next season, knowing that you can maybe recruit one or two more and really build from it?
Yeah, I think you've got to look at it now. I mean, to be fair to the chairman, I've not spoke to him since Friday night, and it is Tuesday. We're both busy. We're going to have a meeting this week. You know, we need to look at what the budget is, where the club wants to be, and where it wants to go. And once you've got your budget, then you can start looking at your players. But there's a lot to talk about. You know, there's training to talk about. There's, you know, what we do match days and being more professional from once we turn up at 1:30 to when we leave at 5 o'clock, and that's all the way through the club from my perspective. But that's a conversation I'll have with the chairman.
And I suppose when you look at it for Scarborough, obviously the plans are in place to move the club back to Scarborough. And, I mean, you know, there's going to be a bit of a delay until that happens, but just how big a boost will that be? Because then you'll be able to get your audience from the area. You'll be able to just get them from where they are.
Well, you look on Friday. I think there was 750 there on Friday. And I think Scarborough took 500-600 people. You know, and the support is fantastic. You know, there's many Conference North clubs don't even get nowhere near that. So the support's there. We've just got to make sure everything else is in place going forward.
And in terms of next season, I know you said that you've not had that meeting yet with the chairman, but have you got any aims in mind already, or do you feel you will have to have them meetings before you can really set out a plan?
I think they'll want promotion. In fact, I know they'll want promotion. They want promotion, and they want to get, you know, in the next 2 or 3 years, they want to get up into the Conference North. That's the aim, and with the support they've got, then that's what the supporters deserve. But it's got to be structured right. We can't spend what we haven't got. We've got to look on how the youths run and everything. So it's a look at everything from the ladies that make the tea to the lads who play on the first team on the pitch. So there's a lot to sort of tick off and tick the boxes and see where we need to be and the objectives, and you know. But as a Scarborough supporter, coming on Friday and seeing how we performed from a team that's in the league above and dominate it for 80% or 90% of the game, proves that we're moving in the right direction.
And talking about another team that you were associated with, obviously in Guiseley, I know you were at Nevermore Park on Saturday. You saw what happened there. I mean, just what was it like being a part of that and seeing the Great Escape in action?
It was quite amusing at times, because obviously watching people's body language, and you go 3-0 in front, and to be fair, Guiseley deserved, you know, to be 3-0 in front. People might say, well, it's end of season for Torquay, but you've got to go and win them games, and you've got to make sure that your team's up. And to be fair, the first half, I thought they were tremendous. But seeing, you know, people's faces, and they went 3-0 up, and then, you know, you get the score from Halifax coming through, and then it turned a corner again, and everybody's quiet, and they're looking at each other thinking, are we staying up, are we not? And as a footballer and as a management team, you know, what can you do? You can't do any more than go and win and be 3-0 up by half time. So you can't do any more than you're doing. And I think that's how it was perceived. I mean, they came out second half Torquay and did really well, which I couldn't understand why they didn't use their aerial advantage in the second half, or in the first half. Sorry, second half they did, and it was right down to the wire. But listen, guys, they stayed up. They've probably learnt a lot of lessons this year, they'll come back. They'll be stronger next year.
And for yourself, obviously, you know, you'll have seen some faces there on Saturday that you already knew. And you know, just what was the feeling then when they were running onto the pitch celebrating? It must have been a nice feeling for yourself.
It was a weird feeling, to be fair, because I've been, you know, I spent 5.5 years at Guiseley. We had a lot of success. You know, I missed out twice on promotion. You know, we finished second with 92 points, and then second, you know, the first year we got to the playoff final and got beat. Very, very similar to what happened at Scarborough on Friday. You know, I also remember going to Telford and we not having We'd had a lot of injuries that particular April time, and it were a hard place to go when you've only got, you know, one or two fit subs again, but you get on with it, and that was the, you know, I felt as bad on Friday as I did at Telford, because I thought we deserved to win it, but we didn't have the strength in depth, and you know that can kill you, but you know you can only work with what you've got, and it did remind me of that particular day, and I also remember when I worked at Guiseley, and you know we the last year was there, we finished second, and we 92 points, and I think we played 9 games in April. And I was speaking to an old manager of Halifax, and he turned around and said that he wanted to finish fifth to target to play us, because he knew we were tired and we had a lot of injuries, and that's what Neil did at Halifax, and he won the playoff game, and then they went up that year. So there endeth the lesson, you know, with it. I think my time at Guiseley's learnt me that you can't go and try and win every trophy. I think you've got to target what you want. Neil Young at Chester, he spoke to me about the same thing when he won the league that year. I think it was 108, 109 points, and they forsake all the cup games, the FA Cup, the trophy, to get promotion to the conference. And I think there's a lot of truth in that. You've got to make yourself targets.
And so, Steve, just quickly going back to Scarborough and the targets, I mean, you know, in terms of the players, is it a case that a majority of the current squad are going to be kept on, or do you think there's going to be plenty of change?
We've got to sit down and have a look at it, really. It's too early to sort of say. I mean, you know, we only finished on Friday. We've got to take stock. I mean, there's nobody on contract at Scarborough, which is something I would like to change. But that's all relevant to the finances, so we'll have to see. But you know, there'll be some coming in and some staying, and I mean, the young lads have done tremendous. You know, like I said, we've 5 lads under the age of 20, you know, playing in a major final. So it's a testament to how they've bought into what we want to do. But we've got to push on now, and we've got to build a team for the future.